Sucker Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in, even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
News. 977 Headlines. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's parliamentary evolution demonstrates procedural gains but continues to suffer from structural imbalance. The Lusaka City Council LCC has recovered 682,229 kwacha from Constituency Development Fund loan beneficiaries in Kanyama Constituency between 2022 and 2025. And in international news, Kim Jong-un has praised North Korean soldiers who killed themselves by detonating their grenades while fighting for Russia against Ukraine, confirming a long-suspected battlefield policy.
977 News.
You're listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifwea. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's parliamentary evolution demonstrates procedural gains but continues to suffer from structural imbalance. Chisanga underlined that the 13th National Assembly has improved operational activity with stronger committee engagement and a closer scrutiny of constituency development funds. He observed that these developments reflect a more active legislature, though the changes remain largely procedural rather than transformational. The economist pointed out the executive dominance still shapes legislative priorities, limiting parliament's autonomy in agenda setting and oversight. Chisanga explained that accountability mechanisms are often reactive rather than independently driven. He remarked the 2006 to 2011 parliament stands out as a relatively balanced period with stronger debate, culture, and more assertive oversight. The economist noted that Zambia's parliament has become more visible, but it is still not fully established as a core equal branch of governance.
977 News.
In other news, the Lusaka City Council LCC has recovered 682,229 kwacha from Constituency Development Fund loan beneficiaries, Kanyama Constituency, between 2022 and 2025. According to Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, the recorded and recovered funds will revolve across all six wards of the constituency, namely Garden Park, Kanyama Ward 13, Munkolo, Chinika, Harimwanga Nkumbula, and Makeni Villa to ensure equitable distribution and inclusivity in development. Mwamba says this improvement in CDF loan recovery reflects the Council and CDF's commitment to transparency and accountability in managing public resources, as well as the positive response and commitment demonstrated by beneficiaries. She says the recovery progress is expected to enhance the sustainability of the fund and enable more community members to benefit from future loan disbursements.
977 News.
In other news, the National Prosecution Authority, NPA, and Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, have agreed to jointly prosecute suppliers of substandard products in a bid to protect consumers and the environment. NPA and ZCSA will collaborate in prosecuting individuals and entities that violate the requirements of compulsory standards. To formalize this partnership, NPA and ZCSA will this year sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, that will serve as a framework to guide their working relationship in safeguarding public interest. Director of Public Relations Prosecutions, DPP Gilbert Anford Peary, State Council SC, says it will be good to have a case where an entity or an individual has been prosecuted for manufacturing or importing or supplying substandard products so that other offenders learn something from that example. Peary says culprits must be made as an example, coupled with forfeiture, and put on the spotlight, as prosecution was a sure way of deterring offenders. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, Airtel Zambia has officially opened two new retail shops at Hoodlands and Crossroads Mall, reaffirming its enduring commitment to bringing quality, reliable and accessible communication and digital services closer to the communities it serves. Airtel Managing Director Hassam Bade says by expanding the retail footprint in high traffic, community-centered locations such as Hoodlands and Crossroads Mall, the company is ensuring that customers receive timely face-to-face assistance and seamless service when they need it most. Bade says increased commercial activity also translates into higher tax revenue for the government, a responsibility it takes seriously. He says by the end of September 2026, Airtel aims to open 45 retail outlets in new locations across the country, an expansion deliberately designed to close access gaps, improve convenience, and deepen financial and digital inclusion.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Kim Jong-un has praised North Korean soldiers who killed themselves by detonating their grenades while fighting for Russia against Ukraine, confirming a long-suspected battlefield policy. In a speech this week, the North Korean leader said those who unhesitantly opted for self-blasting suicide attack in order to defend the great honor were heroes. Now, South Korea estimates at least 15,000 North Koreans have been sent to help Russia recapture parts of Western Kursk, and more than 6,000 have been killed so far. Neither Pyongyang nor Moscow have confirmed the numbers. Intelligence agencies and defectors have said the soldiers were under Pyongyang's orders to kill themselves rather than be taken prisoner by Ukraine. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, Chelsea captain Millie Bright has retired from football with immediate effect. The 32-year-old made 294 appearances for the Blues after joining from Doncaster Bells in 2015 and also won 88 caps for England. The defender won 8 Women's Super League titles with the Blues, including 6 in a row between 2020 and 2025, as well as 6 FA Cups and 4 League Cups. But the former England defender has not featured for the Blues since February because of an ankle injury and has decided now is the time to end her career. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's parliamentary evolution demonstrates procedural gains but continues to suffer from structural imbalance. The Lusaka City Council LCC has recovered 682,229 kwacha from Constituency Development Fund City of Loan beneficiaries in Kanyama Constituency between 2022 and 2025. And in international news, Kim Jong-un has praised North Korean soldiers who killed themselves by detonating their grenades while fighting for Russia against Ukraine, confirming a long-suspected battlefield policy. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifwea. Good evening and God bless.
We are the best when it comes to music, great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
Given Beat City Vibe.
Stars.
It's your giving on the radio 97.7.